Doctors have long seen high rates of mental health struggles, and the pandemic has only piled on. State Impact's Catherine Sweeney reports that across Oklahoma, physicians have a new place to go for help.
Physicians tend to be very, we can fix ourselves. So we tend to be very quiet about our struggles, which is one of the reasons that we don't typically ask for help and we don't typically do counseling and therapy. We have higher rates of alcoholism and suicide attempts and depression.
And that's during normal times. That was Dr. Mary Clark, the president of the Oklahoma State Medical Association. That group saw trouble coming. Doctors, who already tend to struggle with mental health, started dealing with something plaguing all of us for the past 18 months, the pandemic.
Especially during the pandemic, this has become almost a crisis because so many physicians struggle with stress of taking care of patients, with loss of productivity, with, potential financial disastrous situations, as many people have seen over the pandemic.
Frontline hospital doctors have, of course, been swamped. We've all heard the tragic and traumatic stories of doctors seeing patients die in isolation, saying their last goodbyes to family via iPad. A less told story, many physicians weren't swamped. At the beginning, hospitals and practices were downsizing. People weren't coming in for regular appointments. They were delaying care.
It was kind of a domino effect like any other business. And it's not just the physicians. It was all medical staff across the board for a lot of places. A lot of places literally boarded their outpatient clinics.
That financial strain hit hospitals and practices across the state, with some even laying off staff. Oklahoma already had a few location-specific programs to help doctors get mental health support. The medical societies in Tulsa and Oklahoma counties started them years ago, and they've been growing. As the pandemic hit, those groups, the Oklahoma State Medical Association and Telegen, partnered to ensure access to support services statewide to doctors who are and are not members of the trade groups. The Physician Wellness Program offers free, confidential psychological counseling to any MD or DO in Oklahoma. The 8 free sessions come at no cost to the patient and don't have to be registered with health insurance. Doctors can simply register on the OSMA website. Dr. Paul Tobin, a longtime psychologist with decades of experience in employee assistance programs, is a provider for the service. He says the doctors needing sessions because of the pandemic so far have run the gamut, from seeing harsh financial hindrances to being completely overwhelmed with patients.
Probably on both extremes, practices that were struggling as well as in practices that were just like, I can't breathe. There's just so much going on. And then the impact of that just on their personal lives.
Physicians, like many other professionals throughout the pandemic, have had to navigate family deaths, protecting vulnerable loved ones, finding childcare with schools closed, and more. But they also had unique problems.
You had sometimes hospital-based physicians who had to live separately from their families because of exposing their families.
Doctors can face one of the same hang-ups that all people who are responsible for caring for others do, feeling selfish for taking time out. Clearly, they know care is important.
And God, that's what physicians do. That old joke of the cobbler's kids have, holes in their shoes. And selflessness, I really can't be selfless, which is basically me being absolutely 100% present to you when I've got my own hair on fire. I can only be selfless when I do good self-care.
Tobin says regrouping, seeking help, and healing, they're not selfish. They're critical. For State Impact, I'm Catherine Sweeney.